Hello and welcome to this church service. I'm David Locke, the minister of Banff and King Edward Parish Churches. But this service is for anybody, wherever you're living, not just people living in those two communities. Today we start to think about hope. It's the second Sunday of Advent. We would in the past have gathered together in different ways so that we could see the light of Christmas more clearly. We've got restrictions facing us, but today we can look in different ways at the hope that Christmas comes to bring us, the hope of a friend, a guide, a saviour sent by God to help each one of us. It's a real hope, a true hope. And we look today with the help of somebody who was struggling in his life, and another person who wrote to those who were struggling, to trust and to struggle on. The truth of Jesus is there for us all. Our service is in two parts. The first part is a service, a short service, produced by three local churches, Banff Parish Church, Macduff Parish Church and River Church, produced for our local radio station, Deveron FM, and for our local school, Banff Academy. And then I'll take over after that, offering some further insights into the reality of the hope that we can have amidst a dark world. I visited with my son today a local hotel, the Fife Lodge, and my son was just all agog in looking at the Christmas tree there, a big Christmas tree full of light with a star at the top. And as he wondered at all the light and the amazement that it offers, so too my heart opened up again a bit to that light and hope. I hope today that you can sense anew the wonder of Christmas, even today in the second Sunday of Advent. So we start by sharing with the service produced for Deveron FM and the Academy by three local churches.
Christ is the Lord, than ever, ever praise me. Noel, Noel, oh night, oh night divine.
Hello and welcome to this special church service involving three of the leaders from our local churches. Myself, David Locke from Banff and King Edward Parish Churches, Rob MacArthur from River Church in Banff, and Hugh O'Brien from Macduff Parish Church. Welcome to this service. You can see some pictures of our three churches inside and outside behind me, hopefully. We're sharing together in this time before Christmas when we can rekindle fresh hope in a dark and troubled world of the light that can enter all our hearts and in practice into our lives. Hope is so important to have at a time when many have lost hope because of the hard times we've had this year. The song we played to introduce our service had the words, "The stars are brightly shining, long lay the world in sin and error, pining till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, O night when Christ was born." But it's hard, whether we're in school struggling with our education, or we're feeling isolated at home, or we've got money or job worries, or we just feel low because of the dark, cold winter, there is hope for a better world for us, for our community, and for our world, if we let the hope of Christmas in again. There's hope of the vaccines to come, a real practical hope that can change things. But we need also hope for our hearts, our spirits, our souls. And we need an injection of that hope, which Christmas can offer, the coming of Jesus. At Christmas can uniquely raise us up inside and raise our communities up. One of the great prophets of old, Isaiah, had said, "Look well at my servant who I love and delight in. I've placed my spirit on him. He'll decree justice to the nations. He won't walk over anybody's feelings, won't push you into a corner. His justice will triumph. The mere sound of his name will signal hope for the nations." The God of goodness is coming again to enter our hearts if we'll let him in. If you want that extra hope in your life, as Isaiah said, look well at Jesus, who came into a hard world of struggle and strife and offered fresh light. As the song we will hear slightly later says, he's our rescuer. Jesus comes as good news for doubters, those who feel trapped or alone, or just plain weary. In his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection and his spirit, which we can feel inside us, he comes to accept us and rekindle hope. For he is the way, the truth and the real life who can brighten up our dark world. He's our rescuer if we let him into our life. So this Christmas, do look for that extra hope that only Jesus can offer, beyond the normal things of Christmas. You can listen now to a bit of our next carol.
How the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. the Virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This passage has got so many elements to it. For example, the fact that Joseph had a difficult choice to make about taking Mary as his wife because she was already pregnant. Now, you may not think that this is such a big issue for many today, but back then, and in fact in our own country until around the 1960s, it was a big issue. And it certainly was for Joseph and Mary in their day. But the point of the story for us today is that Joseph actually wasn't Jesus' father. You could see he was his stepfather. And the gospel writer included this section in the Bible to show us that God was and is Jesus Christ's father. Yes, God. And that was something which Joseph had to come to terms with. And today, difficult though it might be for us to comprehend, that is something that we have to come to terms with and accept, though we may not fully understand it. And it's almost certain that we won't fully understand it. Because you see, really, here we are thinking of something supernatural. Because the fact of Jesus' birth speaks about heaven coming down to earth. For at Christmas we celebrate that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son for the world, to save the world, to save you and me from ourselves. God living and walking on earth for our sake. And as the shepherds in the fields hear those angels sing, the message of Hosanna in the highest and peace on earth to all, that message was to be born in a stable and to be delivered through the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
To look at the pain. We don't have to look at the suffering. We don't even have to look at each other. The dark feels safe. But something happens when we light a candle in a dark room. We can't call it dark anymore. One light gives hope. One light illuminates the way for more. One light shows us all is not lost. All is not dark. In a crazy, dark and noisy world, one light of hope may be enough. Enough to see the world isn't as scary as we thought. Despite those who may say otherwise, there is hope for our future. There is hope for our families. There is hope for the world. We will light the first candle. Now we can see the way to light others. We will be the light. We will bring the hope of Jesus to the world. Amen.
Well, hello, it's so good to be with you today. We've just heard there through the video that we just watched that in the process of all that's going on around us in the world right now, there is hope. And the process this year has been a really tough one, right? When I say the process, I mean not the point of where we started and not the point quite where we finish, but it's the middle place where we learn all that stuff about ourselves. It's the place that we can maybe sometimes get frustrated. Have you got frustrated in the process of COVID this year? I mean, not allowed to go out of your house at some point, not allowed to go out and meet your friends, not allowed to hug a family member that doesn't live in the same house. Don't do this and don't do that. How many times have you said, I am really ready for this COVID deal to be over? I mean, I've said that so much this year. But then we hear about a glimmer of hope in the news about a vaccine. A glimmer of hope for you and for me. It's exciting news, right? For us, especially for Christmas, it's good news. I've learned a lot about myself this year. I'm not sure if you have. I mean, I've learned that I really need people around me. I've learned that I really miss hugging people. I've learned that I hate wearing a mask. But the same glimmer of hope that we're hearing about through this vaccine may be a little bit like what we see in the Bible when the shepherds heard the angels that came to tell them about Jesus, a baby, but the Savior of the world born of a virgin mother. A baby, but the Savior of the world born in a stable. A baby, but the Savior of the world who died for you and for me. This is where my ultimate hope and faith is placed. So when life throws that unexpected curveball, whether it's COVID, whether it's the flu or something else, I can turn to the hope of my life, and that is the Lord Jesus. I'm not sure what Christmas looks like for you this year, but let me tell you this. You too can put your hope and trust in Jesus, allowing Him that place to run to when life throws that curveball or life gets tough. You too can receive the Lord Jesus. Hey, listen, on behalf of David, Hugh and myself, and all the churches locally, we really do wish you a very Merry Christmas and every blessing for 2021. So may the Lord bless you and your family and keep you this Christmas. And may the Lord's hope fill your hearts even as you listen to this today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore.
He's our rescue.
but we so often despair or feel the gloom amidst the cold of winter, amidst the loneliness of the virus. We sometimes feel a sense of despair at times, but the hope that Jesus brings is real. It's not just pie in the sky. It can help us get through winter and far more. It can offer us practical strength. We're going to be thinking about Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, who was a great, strong man of faith. He had known great highs in his life, like when he had baptized Jesus himself and set Jesus on his way with great hope. But John also knew many hard times, and even he probably had moments of despair, like when he was thrown into prison unjustly by the King Herod and awaited his execution. At first, John was defiant, but gradually doubts probably crept in, as they can for us. As we hear of John in prison, as Robert Simpson reads for us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he."
Maybe some of us can relate to John the Baptist at this time with the feelings he must have had in prison of being hemmed in, trapped, isolated, despair growing. John may have despaired, but he took steps to find out the truth which enabled him to face his troubles. John responded by asking questions and getting help from others, from friends. When we feel isolated or troubled, seek out help like he did. Have contact somehow with others. Get help, but also get help from Jesus. And if you don't really feel sure that he is the one, explore again his truth this Christmas. Ask the questions. And you too can be reassured as John was. Don't leave the truth of Jesus untouched this Christmas. It really is a good time to ask again the deep questions and find out the answers. And the great news is that Jesus said John was a great man sent by God to prepare the way for God's goodness to come. And yet, despite all that, Jesus said, whoever is least in God's kingdom, people like us, is greater than John. What did he mean? I think he meant that the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Christmas, can enter into our hearts the way John couldn't know, because Jesus had yet to live out his ministry and bring about his kingdom, bring about his spirit after his death and resurrection. The spirit we can detect at Christmas can be there for us in ways that John the Baptist could only even surmise or think about. We too can let the spirit in again to our hearts this Christmas if we let it in and open up and look and seek help. We don't need to despair when life hits as hard as it has. There is hope if we let the Spirit in. It's a light that shines out through the darkness, but we need to let the light in. God's light is real. God's Spirit working through people like scientists and medics and people who are caring, working through the vaccine that's now available to us. Hope is there and it's real. Working through ordinary people like us if we let the light in and then let it out to others with our actions, with our words. The dawn of hope is there for all. Let's come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, Lord of all, amidst all the darkness, thank you that you send us the light of Jesus. But we so often wander and let the darkness overtake us. Come again as light and as hope into our hearts. Help us to see the truth once again. Help us to open up in the coming days to let the spirit of Christmas into our hearts. Sometimes we do feel like John the Baptist, and we have our doubts and our worries and our fears. And who wouldn't in this past 9 months or so? But we look again and we see the truth. Shine out again into our hearts. Forgive us for all the doubts and times we've given in, and help us journey on with the hope of Christmas, and help us share it with others. Hear our prayers and hear us as once again we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever. Amen. Let's listen now to the hymn, All My Hope on God is Found. We thought in our readings about Jesus coming to bring about God's better world, his kingdom of goodness. But it's hard at times to see signs of that, as it maybe has been this year. How do we keep going in practice? St. Paul, who knew many struggles and hardships, wrote to the troubled church in Corinth in Greece, saying we should not lose heart just because others cannot see the great hope that Jesus offers us. We all have a purpose to let the light shine out to others. But to do that, we have to be aware of our own darkness and the causes of that, and we have to accept we have weaknesses in us, but not to despair. Paul likens us to fragile old pots with weaknesses and cracks, and yet the light can shine out through such. As Robert reads for us from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Listen now.
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Paul assures us that the light can shine out of the darkness we're in. The light can shine into us if we let it. We can feel all is dark. We can feel we're broken people. We let ourselves down. But it's in those very times that God works best, through broken pots, through jars of clay. God can shine out through us, through you. There's a famous old story of a little boy who tried to carry water in a cracked jar, and the water spilt everywhere, and he felt so low until he was told that where the water had spilt out of the cracks, flowers would grow in time. Out of our cracks, light can shine if we let the light in the first place. It's out of weakness that historically God has worked, because it's when we think we're strong and we don't need God that we can do little. But it's when dark times come that the light can be seen and we can let the light in. Christmas, Advent is our time to remember our own weaknesses and to let Jesus in again. We will be hard pressed, says Paul. We may despair at times, but we will not be destroyed or broken even more, because Christ's light can shine in and through us. Therefore, don't lose heart. Whatever's going on, God is real and Jesus is real and his spirit of light is real. The death and resurrection of Jesus will later show us that, but it's also there in the harshness of Christmas that Jesus came into. The light will shine. And Paul goes further and says that we can grow as people through the hard times. Suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And in all that, we can get our hope renewed and strengthened, and the hope in Jesus won't let us down, because God and his spirit are real. But we've got to be open to it, and we've got to be open to others, to let the light out to others. I love the Christian Aid video and hymn, The Song of Kingdom Come, whose chorus says, I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, and when we sing together, a line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come. God's kingdom comes through people like you and me, working together how best we can in difficult times to let the light shine out to others. Let's listen to the song now.
I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, and when we sing together, a line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come.
I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, when we sing together, a line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song, song of kingdom come. We heard the cries of distant neighbors, the dispossessed, the refugee, and God's command to feed the hungry and set them free, and set them free. We heard the word, the new commandment, we reclaimed the prophet's call to love the world without condition. God's love for all, God's love for all. I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, when we sing together, the line is drawn. This is the song, song of kingdom come.
A reckless love that knows no borders, that speaks the truth to those in power, that shines a light on cool indifference. This is God's hour, this is God's hour, when we will stand against injustice, with all who live against the grain, until their poverty is over, and love shall reign, and love shall reign.
I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice, when we sing together, line is drawn and hope reborn. This is the song, song of kingdom come.
We can't join together with others in all the normal ways of Christmas to let the light shine, but we can join together in prayer. Prayer can strengthen us and help others. So let's join together in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, you've told us to look forward to a time when your kingdom will come and your will be done, a time when your light will dawn on those in darkness, a time when your goodness will shine out even more powerfully. So we pray again for your kingdom to come in our midst. We pray for all who are seeking answers in their lives but are wandering without purpose. Those who are unable to see your light because of the brightness of false lights and false answers. Lord, this Advent, may the hope of Christ enter anew into people's hearts who really need it. We pray for all who are feeling trapped and in the darkness, darkness of their own weaknesses or the darknesses of evil around them. May your Spirit set people free through the love of Christ coming again into their hearts. We pray for our families and friends and all those that we're concerned about at this time, especially those who are bereaved and have lost a loved one. Lord, May your peace, your hope enter again their hearts. We pray for anybody who's struggling, and we pray for anybody who's helping others, all the carers and doctors and nurses. Lord, be with them. We thank you for this virus vaccine that's now been found. We pray you will guide now all those who administer it, that it will be safely administered to as many people as possible, and that it will work well. Thank you for the hope of the virus. Thank you for the hope of Christmas. May hope be in people's hearts, here, close to us, and those far away who need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me briefly sum up what we've been thinking about. Today we've focused again on the one who comes to bring, amidst our own weakness and worldly darkness, amidst falsehood and despair and real questions, hope of light and love in our lives, our community, our world. It's just when things seem darkest that light can dawn. It's just when we feel at our weakest, full of cracks, that we can see light being shared. Now is a time we can share together, even with all the restrictions. In our service, we've seen three churches who 10 years ago didn't work that well together, working well together, sharing together in a service that emphasises there is real hope that we all can have and we can share with others. We see it in John the Baptist, that we have to admit it at times we may have questions, we may even feel despair, moments of despair, and we have to take our questions, our needs to Jesus. Sometimes we too feel trapped and needy, and it's then that the light can shine through the help of others, others who can bring some of the answers to our questions, take some of our questions to Jesus and help us, but can also help us know we're not alone and help us know that Jesus is real, Christmas is real, the light will shine into us wherever we are. Hope is real. The people living in darkness will see a great light. On those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. It's the story of Christmas. It's the story of the virus and vaccines. And hope can keep us going till we get there. Don't give up on the hope that you have. Let it grow. Hope's a real power that kept our country going in World War II and has helped us all keep going so far through the virus days. Indeed, many have blossomed through those dark days, just as Paul had suggested. In our weakness, hope can help us grow as people. Our task is to keep going, looking for the light. Light may not shine in all the ways it's done in past Christmases, but it's still shining out in people's Christmas decorations and Christmas trees and shop windows, in the candles that we light for Advent, and in what we do with our eyes open to the glimpses we can get of Jesus Christ, the light and hope of the world. Look for the signs and share the light in whatever way you can. We sing or listen now to O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Peace.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see you lie. The silent stars go by, yet in your streets are shining the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the world are met in you tonight. Thank you for joining us. May the hope of Jesus, the hope of Bethlehem, shine out to you anew. Go with that hope in your heart that the truth of Christmas is real and real for you. Go and may the blessing of God, who we know as Father, who sent his Son Jesus to be your friend, your guide and saviour, and may the blessing of Father, Son and Holy Spirit guard and guide you this day and in all your days to come.